You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers: a Wayne Rooney to score and Manchester United to win is 7-2. Alexis Sanchez to score and Arsenal to win 5-1. Firstly, Derek, Arsenal have got Sunderland and West Brom at home to come. So the narrative that automatic Champions League qualification could hinge on the outcome of this game is overblown, really. That top four looks pretty much set now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, United are 2 points behind Arsenal, who have a game in hand. So even if United win this one, they got a point above them. Arsenal will still, you know, will still probably finish above them, won't they? Be given that run in. So yeah. I'm not sure that it's at stake. But both sides will be honest. That's for sure. Tough one to call this. It really is. I mean, I wasn't impressed with Arsenal the other night against Swansea. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that he looked slight as though they'd gone over the hill. But United have not been entirely convincing either, have they? I really don't know what to call on this one. I think I'll play safe and go for the draw.
21-10, the draw. It feels like, Lee, a big game for Arsene Wenger, this one, because historically his teams have had difficulty at Old Trafford in the past. They've lost 9 of their last 11 away at Manchester United, but they did beat them in the FA Cup back in March. And Manchester United have significant injury problems at the moment. Michael Carrick not playing again this season, and Wayne Rooney picked up a knock against Crystal Palace and had to come off at half time. If he's fit, their chance is enhanced significantly, because he's got a very good goal scoring record against Arsenal.
Yeah, he has, and yeah, all that is obviously very true. And I just think both teams will settle for a point. Derek's right; I think they both will go for it. But I think it could. I mean, it could be an entertaining game. I'm not saying it's going to be a drab game at all. But I think both teams will have a go. I think it could end up in a draw, maybe even like something like a 2-2 draw, which would be really entertaining. Because I don't really think, I agree with Derek, I don't really think there's an awful lot in this. You know, Arsenal have got two games to come after this, one against Sunderland. You'd expect them to pick up the points, really. So I think the positions that we see now are the positions that the league will finish in. I'm interested in, team news permitting, I think that there will be goals. And I'm not going to go on my usual Man United to score over 1.5 goals. I'm going for over 1.5 goals in the first half from both teams. Reason being, Man United, 24 of their 40 home goals have come in the first half, and 18 of Arsenal's 29 goals away from home have come in the first half. So over 1.5 first half goals for either team is priced up at 7-4. It's been trimmed in. It was 2-1 when I did the prep yesterday. But 7-4 for that. The other way of playing it, by the way, which is a bigger price, is 17-5 for both teams to score in the first half.
Okay.
Take your pick.
Yeah, you can. Obviously, it could be 2-0 either way at half-time, or 3-0 either way at half-time.
Arsenal's performances, by the way, against the top seven teams have been a bit better this season, but not a lot better. You know, they still struggle, I think. The win at Man City was obviously a tremendous win. And that's, you know, 2-0. They drew at Anfield. You know, they lost 2-0 to Chelsea. They lost 2-1 to Tottenham, of course, in the Premier League as well. And you look at Man United's performances at home against the bigger teams. Scored 4 against City, 3 against Tottenham, 3 against Liverpool.
Yeah.
Some really good results for Man United there. Drew 1-1 with Chelsea. So, you know, I think when you look at Man United's performances against the big teams at home, they've been excellent. They've been kind of almost back to where they were under Sir Alex Ferguson.
This is what he does, Derek. He lands an over 1.5 goals first half bet in the midweek punt, and then he thinks he's the master on that particular bet.
Hasn't he ever learned?
Stats are good.
Over 1.5 first half goals, and 7-4 for Lee. And Derek, you're going with the draw.
No, I'm backing exactly 1.5 goals.
In the first half. The draw, 21-10 in the game.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.